You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. For the past 8 years, firemen, medics, and police officers from around the country and the world have been gathering in the late summer in Alameda County. It's part of a program called Urban Shield, one of the largest law enforcement training exercises in the country. These first responders are thrown into simulated scenarios out of the direst headlines, terrorist attacks, downed planes, and catastrophic natural disasters. The situations are all mock events, complete with actors and even stage makeup, but these trained professionals treat them as if they are real. The Alameda County Sheriff's Department, which runs the whole show, says it's firsthand training for our worst nightmares. But the event is also under attack for being a model of how to militarize the police. Critics say the exercises aren't just about preparing for the worst, but are training law enforcement for war against citizens. KALW's Sandhya Dirks toured this year's Urban Shield.
It's the opening of Urban Shield, and already there's a word I keep hearing a lot. Scenario.
The scenario today is a terrorist event happens here at Moffett Field with repercussions around the entire Bay Area.
That's Corrine Bartscher. She's with the Bay Area Urban Areas Security Initiative. It's funded by the federal government to coordinate regional homeland security. She's explaining how they've converted Moffett Federal Field in the South Bay into a scene out of a Hollywood summer blockbuster with a mock terrorist event and a real SWAT team. But that's about all she'll tell me.
I don't know what you're connected to. I don't want to spoil any secrets. So in a sense, I'm going to have to go through this and kind of figure it out as
enjoy it.
Enjoy it. It's fun.
So about a dozen men wearing what looks like gas masks and Army Navy fatigues.
All right. Hey, you're clear to load, man. Ready? Line up along the caution tape. Face the building.
This is an actual SWAT team from Monterey County. They've entered into one of the ramshackle buildings here, old barracks, long abandoned. They have no idea what's going to happen. And that's the point, to put them through their paces, to simulate a real attack. Inside, armed mock terrorists lay in wait with mock hostages, and the SWAT team has to figure out who is who, rescue the innocent, and capture or shoot the guilty. About 15 long minutes later, the SWAT team emerges from the building, weapons drawn, with fake terrorists in handcuffs. And it's over. Well, this part is over. This scenario is also testing how the police interact with the media and how well they can control the information that spreads like wildfire in the mock cyberspace they've set up.
Brothers, today is the day for action. It is the day of rage today. We take out our grievances on those that have impressed them upon us.
That's Ethan Baker. He's playing one of the fake terrorists that was killed in the raid. Shortly after his death, this videotape message goes viral. The irony is Baker's real job is in anti-terrorism.
This will end up on the internet. I'll be a terrorist forever.
It won't, really. The fake Twitter and Facebook this video are posted to are part of a closed system. Still, Baker says when playing a terrorist, he felt some very honest adrenaline.
The weapons are heavy. They feel real. Everything feels real. You're in a dirty old building. The team came in after they shot me, threw me down. It's bird poop in there. You know, your face is in bird poop. You're lying there. Everything's real except you're not bleeding.
Simulations like this are taking place at satellite locations across the Bay Area. And the Urban Shield trade show sets up shop all weekend in the Oakland Convention Center at the downtown Marriott Hotel. But while SWAT teams and first responders roam the aisles, packed with vendors selling everything from weapons to riot gear, protesters gather outside.
All right, so we're behind you today to stop Urban Shield. Make some noise.
Right outside the Marriott on Broadway, more than 100 protesters have taken over the street. Those chants also contain cheers of victory. Oakland Mayor Gene Kwan has said this will be the last year the Urban Shield trade show will be hosted in the city.
How do people fist in the air? How do people fist in the air?
But Urban Shield will still have a home in Alameda County. And that's why the protesters are still out here. They see the whole event as a training ground that turns police into an urban army, the same militarization they say was on display in Ferguson, Missouri, after a police officer shot and killed unarmed African-American teen Michael Brown. In Ferguson, protesters took to the streets, and the police cracked down with tanks and riot gear. Here in Oakland, police stand at the edges, just watching, as the crowd cheers on speakers like Reggie Johnson.
When you take officers who are supposed to protect and serve normal citizens and you give them military training, then you are not training them to deal with citizens. They're only training to treat us like enemy combatants.
Urban Shield officials say their training is all about disaster prep, but activists don't buy it. Protester Tara Tabassi says the same companies that make the weapons of war are now marketing directly to local law enforcement, turning the military-industrial complex into the police-industrial complex.
What's difficult about that is if it was really about emergency respondents and rapid response, right, that we wouldn't be finding tanks, tear gas, assault rifles.
Inside the hotel, the trade show is buzzing. The whole scene is a bit like Comic-Con for cops. Alameda Sheriff's Department spokesman J.D. Nelson says these days, police are tasked with protecting the public against domestic terrorism and mass shootings, extreme situations which call for extreme action.
If that's going to be your course and say you don't want the police to be militarized and you're going to wait for the military to handle those problems, I don't think people would be acceptable to that.
But what about, I'll use the word of the day, scenarios that aren't terrorism or mass shootings, like the protests in Ferguson? J.D. Nelson says the fact is police face an increasingly dangerous landscape.
What would seem to be docile situations that turn very violent very quickly nowadays. The propensity of violence and guns in the communities is far greater than it was even 20 years ago.
But does a more militarized police force help increase, even engender, a more violent response from an equally anxious public?
And that's a valid point. I think the watershed moment was the North Hollywood shootout, where the police were woefully outgunned and went into the gun store to take weapons from them to go handle the problem.
I heard it more than once during the weekend, that this was the ground zero moment for police militarization, the 1997 North Hollywood shootout in Los Angeles. Two guys armed with illegally modified automatic weapons robbed a bank in Laurel Canyon. The cops couldn't match their firepower, so officers had to commandeer AR-15 rifles from a local gun dealer. By the time all was said and done, the robbers were dead, and 7 civilians and 11 police officers lay injured. Again, J.D. Nelson.
As a society, the people say, well, we can't have that. The police cannot just get outgunned and be, you know, victims.
Police access to heavier caliber weapons is no longer difficult. In fact, inside the trade show, one of the raffle prizes was an AR-15. There are also tools aimed at crowd control. Here's Alameda Sheriff's Detective Pat Smythe. He's giving me a tour, and he points to a huge speaker.
For maybe some riot situation, where what this device does is it projects this very loud, high-pitched noise, very loud, to where if you didn't have ear protection, it would cause you to want to leave.
Good thing it's not on.
We would be hurting right now if it was on.
On the last day of Urban Shield, I find myself inside a literal theater of war, in an actual theater at Las Positas Community College in Livermore. This scenario has a domestic terrorist group storming the stage where a judge was giving a speech. The terrorists have attempted to assassinate the judge, shooting at everyone, and there are bodies strewn everywhere, detached limbs too. It's dark and smoky, and the lights are flickering. Sitting in the balcony with law enforcement officials and a film crew from HBO, I watch as a SWAT team from Texas heads into the lower level seats and makes their way to the stage. They not only have to treat the wounded, making tourniquets and doing triage, they also have to navigate the terrorists that are still there. Urban Shield proponents say a scenario like this, a shooting in a theater, could happen at any time. They say being prepared is the best weapon against chaos. But critics say practicing war games and raffling off rifles normalizes a military response from cops. And when you normalize something, well, you make it the norm. It seems safety, like so many things, is in the eye of the beholder. In Oakland, I'm Sandhya Dirks for Cross Currents.
If you'd like to see pictures from inside Urban Shield, go to kalw.org and click on Cross Currents.